Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, January 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Retail sales fell 0.7% in December as the country confronted a surge of coronavirus infections during the peak of the holiday season. It was a third straight monthly decline, according to the Commerce Department. Spending fell on online purchases, bars and restaurants, electronics, groceries, and department stores, though spending increased on home improvement, health and personal care products, clothing, and gasoline. Big bank earnings are rolling in. J.P. Morgan Chase posted its highest ever quarterly profit after releasing nearly $3 billion it had set aside to cover possible loan losses during the pandemic. Wells Fargo says its profit rose 4% thanks in part to releasing more than $750 million it had set aside to cover a group of student loans it sold. And Citigroup also drew down its reserves after loan losses weren't as bad as expected, but overall revenue fell 10%. And drug maker Moderna is exploring whether giving people a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine would prolong protection. People who received the two recommended doses in a study last year may have the option to receive a third booster dose 6 months to a year later. Moderna would need FDA approval to conduct such a test. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.